And now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. Today, Bloomberg Law hosts June Grasso and Greg Storr discuss the Supreme Court taking up a case on partisan gerrymandering in the American electoral system. They speak to Rick Hassan, founder of the Election Law Blog and professor at UC Irvine, and Josh Douglas, a professor at the University of Kentucky Law School.
Rick, will you start by describing the case from Wisconsin that the justices will be considering?
This is one of a number of cases involving partisan gerrymandering that has been working its way up the courts. The claim here is that Wisconsin is basically a 50-50 state between Democrats and Republicans, but the Republican state legislature drew the lines for their General Assembly in such a skewed way to help Republicans that Republicans are able to capture many more seats than would be done if it were a fairly drawn district.
Josh, the last time the Supreme Court really dealt with this issue was back in 2004. Can you describe where the court left us after that case?
Yeah, well, the court didn't answer questions as much as provided more of them. Four justices said that there was no standard by which to test a partisan gerrymander. That is, courts basically shouldn't be involved in resolving these kinds of cases because it was not of a judicial nature and instead it was a political question. The four other justices, the four so-called liberal justices, each came up with a standard. They said, here's a good standard for courts to use and we think it's acceptable. And Justice Kennedy was in the middle and he said, I don't like any of the standards that anyone has proposed so far, but I'm not going to close the door to any future standard emerging. So you had with kind of a 4-1-4 decision in which Justice Kennedy holds all the keys to power. If he likes a standard, then maybe we'll have the ability to police partisan gerrymandering. If he doesn't, then there'll be no way for courts to do so.
So, Rick, the court has been reluctant to take up partisan gerrymandering since that case. Why did they take up this case?
This case came up directly from a three-judge district court directly on appeal to the Supreme Court. And when cases come up in this unusual way, when the Supreme Court decides not to hear that case, it means the lower court got the ruling right. And so this was a rare case where a lower court said, yes, this is a partisan gerrymander. And so if the court decided not to hear that case, it would have sent the signal that, yes, courts are in the business of policing these things, but we're not going to tell you what the standard is.
And that is Rick Hassan, a professor at UC Irvine, and Josh Douglas, a professor at the University of Kentucky Law School, speaking to Bloomberg Law hosts June Grasso and Greg Storr. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
And in Germany, Adidas, or if you prefer the European pronunciation, Adidas, has dodged a legal threat to one of its best-selling tennis shoes. The company's longtime nemesis, Puma, has pulled off a lawsuit seeking a ban on the sale of a new version of the Stan Smith tennis shoe. Puma had contended the shoe violated one of its patents, but the company backed off after judges indicated that the Adidas shoe differs from the Puma design.
And that is this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.